Welcome to Happy Hour, right on time as always at your local alternative solid state radio. He's Adam Harrock. I'm Sean Gamwell. And apparently it was a little bit of a nightmare getting in today.
I got done with my first job.
Yeah.
Here I am on the phone with my wife. Do I need to pick up anything? I got to get going. What's going on? Somebody stops me. Do you know where dog toothpaste is? And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, what kind of person brushes their dog's teeth? I just can't imagine brushing my dog's teeth.
I mean, I assume it has to happen. I assume the vet does that normally, but, you know,
I
assume it's something that has to happen.
Well, I just know that there's some dog biscuits and they're like, feed this to Sparky. This will clean his teeth. So I had to find that, get out there, had to run, stop by home studio for a second, come back, and I'm thinking, I can make this, I can do this. On the way home, on the way to your place, traffic stopped. And I'm like, what is going on? Apparently, somebody on that road had some trees cut down. Okay, fine. Five different trucks backing out and going down the road. Backing out, going down the road. I'm thinking, shouldn't you be letting traffic go or something like that? I mean, the guy that was blocking the road didn't even have a license plate. If I was walking around without a license plate, I'd get pulled over by like four or five cops a day. But this guy's driving around with no problem. And then he gives me like the nice little wave that after, you know, 10, 15 minutes of just sitting there. I gave him a wave with one finger. But, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
Sure. So, anyway, I'm here.
Yeah, it's not fun right now. I mean, it seems like the motto in Lapeer County at any given time is you can't get there from here. But it really feels like it this week. I mean, 24 has been shut down for whatever road work they're doing on
that.
I don't even know what they're doing. I don't know what's wrong with the road that once again they need to be working on it yet again. Like,
oh, yeah. It's the road commission going,
well, we got to spend this money somehow.
Oh, yeah, we got to make that money. Yeah, we're gonna work on these ditches over here. Yeah. We gotta. There's a little spot that we gotta patch, and you can't just patch that hole. You gotta
do the whole damn thing.
A 4 mile stretch. You gotta like, you don't want the road to be uneven, do you?
Yeah, no one
so
wants that.
To do that. So, you showed up late to work, so you have to hold the stop slow sign. That's your
wait.
Job
that's the punishment. Hell, you'd think if anything like. First guy gets there for the day. Okay, you get to be the lucky guy that just has to hold the stop sign.
No. If the worker of the month, he gets to be one of those people that just stand there and watches people work. No, the guy who shows up late has to hold that slow stop sign, so he's flipped off, you know, multiple times a day.
Well, he doesn't probably care as long as he's not getting run over, which I guess is not, which I guess is never out of the realm of possibility, is it?
We've seen a few things before. We had to pull a slow stop sign right out of the hood of the car. We are farmers.
Didn't think that's how my day was going
to... But here we are, yeah.
Going to end, but here the hell we are.
Yeah, I mean, those of you in the listening area of Lapeer, I mean, what is going on with M21? I have not have heard of any work done, but it's still shut down. I mean, get it together, people. Come on.
I don't know what they're doing over there. I haven't gone down that way pretty much ever. I mean, granted, there's no real reason for me to go that way anyhow.
No.
I mean, what's really down that way that I need? The cop shop? Like, no. I'm fine avoiding the road that runs in front of the cop shop.
Yeah, exactly. Especially since, I don't know if you heard, but and this you might want to put your wife on suicide watch, but they're not putting in a Spirit Halloween store in downtown in Lapeer this year.
They're not? They're officially not. Why?
Because the building that they were using has been leased out to whom I don't know, but yeah, Spirit. I don't know what the full terminology is, but they're not coming to Lapeer, which is it must have been like a last minute thing because Spirit Halloween, they've
been a part of our town for generations.
No, the thing is, they could just like it's like something out of Aliens. They will just like inhabit any empty orifice of a building. I mean,
you're like there's no one in our in the Lapeer studio right now. There's probably already a Spirit Halloween that's opened up in there.
I was in there, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like, oh, where's the control panel? Oh, it's past all the Barbie costumes.
Like, there's no one in my house right now. It's probably already turned into a Spirit Halloween. Although I'm sure Rachel's like something had something to do with that.
Oh, she already signed the lease. It's like, oh, they're just going to be here for a couple of months. Like, it's okay.
That takes care of all my having to decorate for Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but yeah. No, no, no spirit. I always liked going through that stuff. I spend a lot of money with the kids and stuff like that. But it's always fun to see what the costumes are this year. I mean, we know it's all going to be Barbie.
Yeah, it's all going to
be Barbie and Wednesday Addams.
It's Wednesday every year, though. Well, the last couple years, because that's not a new show.
No, it came out. When did it? It came out in early 2023. I was like, oh, that there's going to be a lot of Wednesdays for
right.
Or did it? Was that last year? No, I don't remember.
I want to say 21 at this point, but I mean, you got that. I mean, you're always going to have your fair share of Harley Quinns, mostly because I can't think of another superhero movie that's actually come out this year. I honestly couldn't name you a single superhero movie that's come out this year, and I'm sure that
there's been a couple, but when you're talking about like the Marvel universe and stuff, people are just getting kind of tired. They're running out of all the good ones.
Marvel fatigue.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got The Rock as I think he's a DC character called Black Adam, and nobody gives a damn, you know, you got some problems.
Yeah, when you can put The Rock in a blockbuster movie, or just no one gives a damn.
Yep.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, that's when Marvel and DC was like, maybe it's time to pump the brakes.
Well, now they don't have much of a choice.
They've run out of...
Now the actors and the writers are all on strike.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard hide or hair on how that writer's strike is going.
It still hasn't progressed, Eddie.
Oh, well, somebody's going to have to blink because pretty soon all the TV shows are supposed to start airing.
It's going to be all reality shows as well. You know this, right?
It happened in the 2000s. That's when all of a sudden the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the Osbournes, and all that stuff happened. Oh, I don't want that. I don't want
anything but that.
Not that I'm a big TV watcher anyway, but I'm tired of hearing about it. I was tired of hearing about it. Did you hear what happened on Survivor? No, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know who was voted off Big Brother? Hopefully me, so I never have to watch that show.
That'd be nice. For me, it doesn't have a great deal of effect, obviously, because I literally watch nothing on TV that's not sports anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have time to follow along with TV shows and plots and things and whatnot. Like, I just... And I've never been a big movie guy anyway. So, like,
yeah.
99% of what I watch on TV has pretty much been sports for about as long as we've been doing this radio show, which thank God we do a radio show that talks a lot about sports.
Yeah, it'd be really... We decided to go ahead
start
and
start doing Adam's Movie Minute.
Yeah, talking about all reality shows. But, I mean, I started watching... Like, I watched, like, the Star Wars shows that come on Disney Plus. I think I'm watching Ahsoka right now that just started. And it's okay. It's all right. But, yeah, I mean... Other than that, I'm just watching shows I've seen a million times. I'm like watching Mad Men again. I mean, the writer's strike really isn't going to affect me too much, except
other than Saturday Night Live.
I know how much
you're going to miss SNL.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm going to have to go back and watch some of the old episodes, and I'm running out of those. I'm going to start watching like the early '80s with what was it, Johnny Rocket or
Johnny Rocket, whatever. Charles Rocket.
Charles Rocket or.
I like that though, Johnny Rocket. Yeah, Johnny Rocket. We're just making up people at this point. Like, literally, don't you could probably distill that to like the best of Eddie Murphy from that era and skip literally everything
else. Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy, and then that's it.
There was no other redeeming value from that stretch of shows.
I'm trying to think of some of the cast members. God, that's gonna bug me. That is really
we've done that list on this show. Like, you know, you remember we did I think at one point the worst for this list is trash, like the worst SNL cast members of all time, and like most of them were from like 80 to 85.
Yeah. I mean, they really took a beating. Gary Kroger, Gary Kroger, he was on there, and then
Rich Hall.
Rich Hall, yes. Oh yeah, he was That was a dark time for Saturday Night Live.
Truly, it was.
Wow, we just hit ADHD theater just now.
We really did. Like that's exactly the way I would expect to kick off this show after you know, having hardly done any radio over the last week and a half.
Right.
Oh, much to do today. What that is, I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Greta Van Fleet at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Campbell, and it's just a cursed like week or so for us. I mean, Monday power was out, so we couldn't do a show.
Right.
Tuesday, your PD had a nervous breakdown, and then today you get caught in traffic.
It was just like the cosmos was just like, nah, let's make them late. Let's make them even later.
You don't need to do a radio show today.
And I'm ready to do a lot of this stuff because I've had some of these stories in my back pocket. Here is a news story that came out middle of this month that you are going to hate and love simultaneously.
I'm scared.
Yeah, there's a Pennsylvania restaurant suing a customer after he left a $3,000 tip on a $13 meal.
What?
I will read on. A Pennsylvania restaurant is suing a customer who left a $3,000 tip for a waitress who worked there. Alfredo's Pizza Cafe in Scranton, who gained fame after being featured in the popular series The Office, is pursuing legal action after a patron ordered a $13.25 stromboli, then paid for the meal on his credit card alongside with an eye-watering $3,000 tip. On the payment, the customer left a note, "Tips for Jesus."
Okay.
However, the restaurant had already paid the money to basically the guy saying, "This money is for Jesus."
I don't think that's how that works.
However, the restaurant had already paid the money to their waitress, Mariana Lambert. The payment was then disputed a few weeks later. The customer, who has since been identified as Eric Douchebag Smith, has claimed that his... Okay, I took some liberty with that one. Has claimed that his hugely generous tip was part of a social media movement called Tips for Jesus. When the restaurant was notified that Smith was disputing the charge, they hoped it was simply a big misunderstanding. However, they soon learned that this was not the case. Smith was contacted by restaurant management via Facebook and hoped that the issue would be quickly resolved, but many of the messages from Alfredo's went unanswered, leading the pizza cafe no other options than to get to the magistrate's office involved and press charges.
So what was this guy's excuse for walking back on his social media influence tip, apparently?
Apparently, it wasn't supposed to be cashed out anyway. $3,000 for Jesus. Like, you know, I said it was for Jesus, so it can't be for you.
That is that really what it, like, because I've heard of, like, the groups of people that, like, go and do that and do the social media thing and tip a stupid amounts of money to people, but I didn't think that that's how that worked.
I don't know. Apparently that's the way this guy thought, or he... I don't even know if it's a bar and grill because I mean, it's not like, you know, he was sobered up. It's like, oh my God, no. I just tipped somebody $3,000 for a stromboli. It wasn't even that good of a stromboli.
That was the worst stromboli ever.
Wasn't $3,000 good, I'll tell you that much. He disputed the charges, and the restaurant already paid the waitress, so the waitress has got her money. Good.
Right, which is awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, the restaurant, I mean, they're going to be like, we need that money. You said you'd pay it. And they're going to have a strong case.
Yeah.
Going to court and say, oh, I meant for Jesus. Then don't put it on. It's like, okay, well, I sent money to the electric company, but I really meant it for the gas company. So if the electric company, if you guys could like go ahead and pay the gas company, that'd be great. Appreciate it. Thanks. That's not how this works.
Yeah, no, not at all. Apparently, because so this is a thing that's gone around for a while. Like, there's actually an Instagram page called Tips for Jesus, and I guess it's the, among other people, like a former VP at PayPal who goes around and does this, and he does. Like, it's not, you know, what you're saying about how, oh, no, that money's for Jesus or whatever. No, it's literally, he's just leaving just ridiculous tips. Like, he went to this one place, ordered over $100 in drinks, and left a $5,000 tip.
Yikes.
And there's apparently, like, a group of, like, friends of his that also do the same. And the dude, of course, is worth, like, $50 million, so I mean.
Dropping the bucket for him.
Exactly. So, no, like, that's a legit thing. It just sounds like maybe this guy was just kind of a D-bag.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's all come, whether it's the suggestion that I had or what you just read, yeah, the guy's a D-bag in every avenue. This tip's for Jesus.
Right. I think the guy's just a troll in POS, really.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
I mean, it's still awesome for her that they were still, the restaurant was still cool enough to do what they did and isn't making her pay it back or something. Because, like, that would be, yeah, like, the thing, like, I would expect, like, oh, well, about that, we're going to have to give that back to us.
Yeah, you just got, like, $3,000 in advance of your paycheck, so we're gonna have to dock your pay for, like, the next, you know, couple months.
Exactly. Like, it kind of makes you wonder on something like that. Like, at least the owners are being cool about it.
Yeah.
So that's... At least this story does end at least as some sort of a positive instead of just, well, sucks to be you. have a nice life.
These restaurants should have to have their own little network. Kind of like you kind of intimated that when you were delivering pizzas, all the pizza delivery drivers all kind of knew each other.
We do.
And it was like a little syndicate.
Yeah, if you screw over one pizza guy, literally every pizza guy in your county and possibly the surrounding ones is going to know about it. Bartenders, too. If you're an a-hole at a bar to a bartender,
yep,
we all know about it. Every single one of us, and you won't be able to pull the same nonsense at another bar. Trust me.
But
we all talk.
Wouldn't that be great if that was like an official... Maybe that's how we make our millions. We come up together with a network that restaurants can subscribe to, and they can say, okay, this person was a total pain in the butt, and don't serve them. So next thing you know, they try to sit down and for a restaurant. Oh, I'm sorry. According to Karen Block, we can't serve you.
I love that. You also know there'd just be lawsuits aplenty getting filed over it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Probably. Well, also, it'd be like, you know, the service is already done. The food's already been eaten. They have to pay. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. You've been blocked. Well, deuces. there would be a lot of lawsuits. There would be a lot of hurt feelings. But you know what? A lot of people would be like, you know what? I was going to smack the waitress on the behind, but I don't want to be blocked in every restaurant in town. So I better behave myself.
Yeah. Better hold back from calling that dame abroad.
Yeah, right.
Because I don't want to get blacklisted from every restaurant within a 50-mile radius.
Maybe I should not call that hostess a C-word. Maybe I should just sit down in this Applebee's and wait 10 minutes.
Right?
For a table.
Sit down and shut the F up. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, I love it.
I think we should adopt that. let's get right on that. That'll be our million-dollar idea that we get sued into oblivion by once the Karen's organized.
They did. It's called the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, that's true. Here's Weezer at Solid State Radio. White Stripes, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell.
And on Happy Hour, we spend a lot of time talking sports. But for some reason, we spend a lot of time talking about weddings. I mean, we talk about weddings more than a lot of group of women do. Maybe it's because...
To be fair. That might have something to do with the fact that, well... One of the co-hosts of the show got married this year, and another regular contributor is getting married this weekend. And also, you're not that far removed from yours, I suppose.
No, I got married, then you got married, and now Jim's getting married Saturday. So we spent a lot of time talking about weddings. I got a story here.
Oh, boy.
Where the bride walked out of her own damn wedding. Because, you know, there's that.
You could do that?
Yeah, Vera, she did. She got right the F out. And, you know, I'm reading this, and I kind of don't blame her at all. You know, the whole, there's a lot of stupid traditions when it comes to weddings. And one of them is.
Yes, there are. And we didn't go along with any of
them. Well, one of them's got to be when they cut the cake and they shove cake into each other's face.
Yeah.
Now.
I was specifically told by Rachel if I did that at our wedding. That file for divorce.
Yeah, it probably the very same scenario that's going on in this wedding because, according to this bride, she had her 17th birthday. She had cake put in her face, and she warned her fiance, "Don't push cake in my face. Don't push cake in my face." Well, here's what happened. Supposed to be the happiest day of our lives, and embarrassed me in front of everyone for some prank that he knew I hated. The couple had been in a relationship for 3 years before marrying, while the woman was saying she had never known her 29-year-old partner to be selfish, but just occasionally immature. She wrote, "These problems arose when these stupid cake-smashing videos got popular, and my husband thought they were hilarious. I've never thought they were funny, and he knows that. Yet he always showing me the videos of these poor wives getting their happiest day of their life ruined by their a-hole partners for cheap laughs. He also knows I have a history with cake smashing.
Right.
She explained that her family does the cake smashing thing, which happened on her 17th birthday, which she pleaded her mom not to do. The woman said, she promised and I trusted her. I had my hair and makeup done all nice. And right as I blew out the candle, my mom pushed my head into the cake and one of the decorations on the cake ended up slicing my forehead.
Oh, wow.
Not enough to go to the hospital, but enough for some substantial bleeding. My birthday was ruined and after I wouldn't come out of my room, my mom still called me a brat for that.
Wow. So it sounds like your mom's kind of a POS too.
Hey, you got to be careful because some of those bakers, they'll put like little toothpicks in there. There was one, I saw one picture where they shoved this woman's face in the cake and the toothpick just barely missed her eyeball.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She had now skipped to a few days when my wedding happened. Everything was perfect. I was happy. He was happy. I was excited for our lives as newlyweds. I felt like a princess and my poofy with blah, blah, blah. We get to the cake cutting part and as I turn to him, he scoops up a huge chunk of our wedding cake and smashes it all over my face. Everything just seemed to go in slow motion for a few moments. He's just laughing at me and then says, you should see your face. Other people in the crowd, most of my family, are also laughing at me. Then I just start walking away. He realizes that I'm leaving. He tries to catch up with me. Says I'm being extra.
Oh, Jesus.
I push him away, order an Uber. As I got outside, most of the crowd was following me, telling me to come back. I get in the Uber and drive away. She said the taxi took her back to their apartment to back up a few things before she went to stay in a hotel.
Damn, you just effed up your marriage like big within the first like hour.
Oh yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean the ink wasn't even dry on your wedding license, and you are donezo. The family's blowing up her phone. He's blowing up her phone, and she said this was supposed to be the happiest day of our lives, and he embarrassed me in front of everybody.
And you ruined everything.
It ruined a $500 cake. That was actually a pretty cheap cake. She went on to explain that she still loved her husband and asked Reddit users if she was too hard on him, and most of them are like, nope. Because, I mean, it's just like, kind of shows how much he really thinks of you.
Right.
Really cares about you. And, you know, his happiness is more important than embarrassing you.
Well, no, embarrassing her is more important than her happiness. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. His enjoyment, I guess. Yeah. It's a stupid tradition. There's a lot of wedding traditions that probably need to go by the wayside.
But yeah,
that one.
That's
that one's
definitely
special.
One.
I mean, guys, if you're gonna get married, you're in a rented tux. Okay, you send that back. It gets dry. You're probably gonna get a lot more things spilled on that before the end of the night. That's fine. But if a woman's hair, makeup, do not, and I stress, do not mess with that because it is something she's thought about since she was probably 2 years old.
You don't mess with that, like no. Unless you have a death wish.
You look at the price tag on some of these dresses and say, well, I should smash some cake on that. You're an idiot.
And you're going to wonder why it is that your marriage is over after 2 hours. Like, I wouldn't have dreamed of doing that. I mean, I would have been fine if we didn't even do that. Like, I don't care so much about the cake thing. Honestly, the cake was mostly just an excuse to order cake from Rachel's favorite cake place ever down in Almont there.
Wedding cake is a bomb. I mean, I don't care what kind of wedding cake. Wedding cake is awesome. But, yeah, that whole tradition, okay, you got to cut it. The DJ's always got to play Eat It from Weird Al Yankovic for some stupid reason. When I DJ'd weddings, okay, like everybody thought it was a new idea. Hey, will you play Eat It from Weird? Yeah. And next thing you know, big scream, and she's... The next thing, there's cake, this expensive cake, being thrown around. I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, Rachel would have murdered me for that.
Oh, yeah.
Not even just because for the hair and makeup part of it, but because that's a waste of perfectly good cake. Like, you don't do that to Basili's cake, you bastard!
Yeah, right? The baker just be swooping down. My precious cake, what have you done, you bastard?
She'd grab the cake knife and start stabbing me with it.
Yeah. She just grabbed the groom right out of the cake. Bend over, boy. Here it comes. there's a lot of traditions, but folks, smashing cake into your newlyweds, your newly betrothed face is got to go. It's dumb. Don't do it. There's a PSA announcement from Happy Hour.
I feel like for Friday's show, I'm gonna have to find a list. We'll have to revisit that. The wedding traditions that just need to die.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if we can sneak the soon-to-be-wed over to our compound and get his input on it.
Oh, yeah. They're probably not doing a lot of that stuff.
I would imagine not. They're probably doing about as much of that stuff. Maybe a little more so than we did because we went completely non-traditional with ours.
Yeah.
I mean, we've foregone pretty much everything except the ceremony itself and cutting the cake and doing her insisting on feeding me a piece of cake from all that nonsense. But like,
yeah,
it's stupid, but whatever.
Yeah. You know what has got to go? And maybe I don't want to spoil the list, but making these a-holes that make sure that you and your bride are on opposite ends of the damn room and they start tinking the glasses. Come on, get together and kiss. We haven't seen you kiss in like 5 minutes. That's kind of crazy. We want to see you kiss. Make out with her. Grab her. And you're trying to like have a conversation. Oh, hey, great Uncle Roll. I haven't seen you in quite a few years. Hang on a second. I got to go smooch. I got to go make out. I'll be right back.
See, that was the great thing about where we had a reception at.
Yeah.
They only serve in plastic.
Click, click, click. Can't hear you.
Can't hear you. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Sucks to be you.
I was at one wedding where these people actually supplied like little bells on the table. What is wrong with you? Because you know every four-year-old who's now just hepped up with sugar.
Right? That's also why there were no children at our wedding.
I had to sneak Joey in. I was like, that's like the Underground Railroad of babies. Oh, Dorothy, she's still pregnant, huh? Look at that.
Craziest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were very insistent on that's not going to be a thing. Like, I work at a place where we don't serve glassware of any sort, so we're not going to have to worry about this damn thing, and we didn't. No. Also, we were just up on stage performing for you people. Like, we gave you the actual entertainment of this wedding.
Right.
Don't start clinking glassware at us now, or it's going to be thrown at your head. Wouldn't be the first person to throw a rocks glass at someone's head in that bar, and that's why it's all plastic now.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. That's Blur at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck, and I'm Sean Cantwell. Glad to have you on board this afternoon. Let's do some unsolicited advice, shall we? Dear anybody other than Sean and Adam, my kid wants a dog.
Tell him no. No, can't have no dog. I don't care if it's Marmaduke or Lassie or Benji or... the only dog I want is Old Yeller at the very end. Boom! This dog better be 10 times smarter than Snoopy.
Better be flying our doghouse around the damn neighborhood and shooting down.
Why is it that Snoopy could talk in the comics, but in the cartoons he couldn't talk?
I don't know.
So stupid.
Well, I don't know if he didn't really talk in the cartoons. It's, you know.
Yeah, he did. He had word bubbles and everything.
Was it word bubbles or thought bubbles?
He just openly speaks. Charlie Brown's like, holy he just talked. I gotta go see my therapist, which is Lucy. Here's a nickel. What happened? Dog talked. Get away from me, Charlie Brown. Your craziness is gonna get all over me. Now, so you know, Charlie Brown's in a padded cell. Dog just talked to me. Hey, Ben, that damn bird in Woodstock. Just rocking back and forth. Dog's like, well, I'd like sleeping on the doghouse. It's really good for my back. Oh, my God, the dog just talked. it was thought bubbles, but still.
Fair enough.
I mean, Garfield would talk in the comics. And in thought bubbles and stuff like that, you know. I mean, of course, John never knew what... John was kind of clueless anyway.
Well, John's kind of an idiot anyway.
Yeah. I like lasagna. Yeah, yeah. You're a cat owner feeding your cat lasagna. Yeah, you're real with it.
A real winner right there. Yeah. I wonder why your cat... It's amazing after 40 years, your cat doesn't have cat diabetes or whatever.
Oh, Garfield. I mean, Garfield number 8. Oh, no. All right. Throw him in the backyard. Garfield number 9. Meow. Do you like lasagna? Meow. Okay.
Then this will work just fine then.
Right. I mean, you know, it's, Meow Mix is cheaper. I'm just saying, John.
Just putting that out there, it'd probably be a lot more cost efficient there.
I mean, yeah, okay. If you don't have a diabetic cat, you don't have an excuse to go talk to your hot-ass veterinarian that you got down the street. But
I mean, there is that. Yeah. Oh. You can't have the cat being too healthy now.
Yeah, you're looking for an excuse to go see the vet. You're looking like a real... You brought in this cat again. This, another cat, John? It was a 7, 8, and this is 9. 9 cats, John. 9, and they all have diabetes. They have problems. Lasagna's not good for cats, John. How about if I take you off for lasagna? No, John, we've talked about this. No, you can't take care of a cat. What makes you think you're going to take care of me? What if we have a kid together? What are you going to... Because I'm focusing on baby food. You making him a pizza? What are you doing here, John? I'm surprised Odie's still alive. That Odie, that brain dead mutt that you got going on.
How about that tug has to...
The tongue is long. I mean, I like the tongue, but I mean, I mean, that dog is just wrong, John. It's just wrong. You got to stop owning cats. You got to stop owning cats. Stop owning dogs. Just focus on your career, man. Just
whatever that even is.
Whatever that is. He's a cartoonist. Just draw funny pictures and stop killing animals. You're kind of like John Wayne Gacy over here. My God. Just a backyard full of shoeboxes with cats inside of it.
This segment got dark in a hurry.
Yeah, I can't pull myself out of it because I'm thinking, yeah.
let's do some Am I the A-hole coming up next? Right, How's that sound?
That sounds good.
We'll do that coming up. Right now, here's a damn song of some sort. Billie Eilish, that's what there it is. Go. Solid State Radio. So, as promised, let's do a little bit of Am I the A-Hole, shall we?
Yes.
I haven't busted this out in a hot minute. These are always fun because, you know, we are good at one thing. It is judging people.
Yes.
It's possibly the thing we do best in this whole operation.
Am I the A-Hole? Yes. But you haven't heard it. Yes, you are the A-Hole.
Am I the A-Hole for not allowing my neighbors to make a copy of my apartment key?
No.
So, I recently moved into a new apartment complex. There are only 4 units in my complex, 2 downstairs and 2 upstairs. I reside downstairs in the second apartment. Everyone here has lived here for at least 5 years. The oldest resident has lived here for 8. Everyone knows everybody and has been good friends with each other for as long as they've been living here. Everyone in my building has children besides myself. The majority of them are single mothers. I'm the only guy. Apparently, there's an unspoken agreement I at first had that I didn't have any knowledge of between the rest of the tenants that the hallway door is to not be locked. No one ever locks the hallway door until I arrived. From my knowledge, no one in the building has a hallway key, just the keys to their apartments. The cost to replace a key is $70 for each, quoted from the landlord. I have finished up my place and have officially moved in for about 3 weeks now. Every time I leave and come back from my complex, I always lock the hallway door. My neighbor that works night shifts has arrived home for the past couple of weeks to a locked hallway door, which is a surprise, given the door hasn't been locked for years. Apparently, everyone lost their key the first year or so living in the complex. I'll continuously hear knocking and banging until someone comes to open the door. The first few nights, I woke up and got up to unlock the door. After the first week, I've stopped, and my neighbor will be up to unlock it to let our neighbor in. Yesterday, my neighbor asked if I could please leave the door unlocked, given it's always been that way and would like me to continue doing so. I expressed why we live in a dangerous neighborhood. I feel more safe knowing strangers can't enter the building. While she understood my concern, she assured me no one ever comes here but residents and invited visitors, and my safety is not to worry. She then asked, would I mind lending her my hall key so she can make a copy and let others make their own copy from hers? I politely declined because I wasn't comfortable with that. She also offered to pay me to make a copy myself, in which I also declined. For the last week, my neighbors have barely spoken to me. My neighbor, who volunteers at the food bank in our community, would come back with goodies and share with everyone in the complex. She has since knocked on my door to deliver me a box as she would every Wednesday. I don't care for the food, but the change in the routine leads me to think I may have upset the rest of the tenants, and I honestly don't want any bad blood.
Well, I mean, you're the only guy in an apartment complex with a bunch of single women, single mothers. There are a lot of people that would probably slit your throat to be in your situation.
Right.
Originally, when I heard key to my apartment, okay, yeah, you don't need anybody in your apartment, but it's a communal hallway, and, well, first of all, these, these people shouldn't have lost their key to begin with, or they should have to replace it because there's a lock on there. Obviously, the option should be locked, but I don't know.
Apparently, the three of them can't combine to, you know, pull $70 together to get a key and then copy it for the
rest
of
it. Exactly. Unless it's one of those keys that says, do not duplicate. So I understand if it's a dangerous neighborhood or whatever, quote-unquote dangerous neighborhood, yeah, you want to keep it locked. But then let your neighbors in the house, in there. I mean, let them make a copy of your key. I mean, they offer to, like, pay you for it. I mean, and you're just saying, no, now you're just being vindictive.
Yeah. No, absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, that's... I mean, if they were to go and plunk down $70 to get a new key, there's nothing you could say about it. You'd be fine with it. It sounds like in the letter, he'd be fine with it. Then what's the difference? You're just being petty. You have a good point that you want the hallway door locked. Got it. Okay. But everything else, I'm like, come on. Think about the free food you got coming on there. Think about the other things you got have on your way. Jesus. Yeah, like a little Melrose Place going on.
Yeah, it sounds like it a little bit. I mean, is it really that big a deal to just make them, you know, a copy of the key then if it's such an issue leaving the door unlocked, which you're the only person in the building that has a problem with?
I would find it annoying keep hearing people knocking on the doors all day long.
Right? At that point, I'm just more than willing to not have to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when they start escalating. Air horns next.
Yeah. Yeah. I better open the door. Oh, a 2-1. She's got to go to the bathroom. Better get that door open. So, yeah, that's the part where he's just being petty. He it's a control thing, and he's punch drunk on authoritative.
He's power drunk as well. He's power mad.
Power drunk. Hear them knocking. No, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
None shall enter.
Yeah, he's dressing up like Gandalf. None shall pass. Open the door, asshole.
How about one more?
Yeah.
Am I the a-hole for buying first-class tickets and leaving my in-laws to rot in coach?
Lot of leg room up here. Woo! Oh, another glass of champagne. Well, all right. I mean, first class. I've deserved. How are you guys doing over there in coach?
So already I'm saying not the a-hole. But let's
yes,
go right
delve
in.
Into it, shall we?
Okay, so here's the story. I'm a big guy. In fact, I was an NCAA Division II tight end. I'm a big-ass dude. I'm a big-ass dude. Not to mention my knees are shot and I have a bad lower back. Factor in that I travel by plane often for work. My job reimburses for flights, but they only pay for a basic seat. Any upgrades come out of pocket. Thankfully, I make a decent enough living that most of the time I spring for an upgrade to economy or even business class. If I have enough points or the flight is cheap enough, I spring for first class, but only if it's a longer-haul flight. If it's a regional flight, I suck it up, save the cash, and sit in economy. So my in-laws invited me and my girlfriend on a trip. We had to pay our own way. The trip would be 7 hours, so I told my girlfriend and in-laws that I paid for an upgrade to business class. They were cool with it. In reality, I had something else cooking. My girlfriend had never flown first class. As a surprise for her, I upgraded our seats to first class and would tell her at the airport.
Nice.
I was so excited to see her reaction, I could barely hold it in. So we get to the airport. When the first class passengers were called, I look at my girlfriend and told her, let's go. She said they didn't call our cabin yet, and I told her to look closer at her boarding pass. She looks and is stunned. Father-in-law laughs and shakes his head. Mother-in-law is stunned, but doesn't look happy. Long story short, we had a ball in first class. She loved it and thanked me again and again. She only said to tell her in advance.
I bet she did thank you.
She only said to tell her in advance next time so she can dress more bougie. We get off the plane and, and mother-in-law is angry at me. She said, how could you leave father-in-law and I to rot in coach while you live it up in first class? To be fair, father-in-law didn't really care. He slept the whole way. He hadn't told the mother-in-law he'd have left us too if he had the money.
Honey, I would have been right up there with them. I looked at you right when they're sliding the curtain that separates the commoners from the royalty. I'd just be waving, bye-bye, baby. No movie for you.
Mother-in-law said we should all go first to class together or not at all, that it isn't a good look to have two parties be in different classes like that. as somebody originally in business. She said, there's a world of difference between business and first class. She said, I could have at least sprung for economy, comfort, or business class for everyone rather than be selfish. I talked with my girlfriend afterward. She said, while she enjoyed the surprise, that maybe I should have saved it for a private trip for the two of us rather than with her parents. I still don't think it's a big deal, but I've been wrong in the past. So am I the a-hole? P.S. Mother-in-law is usually a nice person. I think this just set her off.
A-hole? No. Maybe a little inconsiderate, because towards the end there, he's saying, maybe I should have saved it for a private trip. Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, there's a reason why he, in economy, that is not for the well-fed gentleman. It's not, if you are over 5'10", you're going to have a rough time, because there is no, I mean, okay, you can't see this because it's the radio, but Sean can. So it's here's my face. It's like this. And here's the next seat. It's like right there. Right effing there. So it's how they shoehorn people into these airplanes is criminal. I mean, if you walked into a pound and you had the dogs just like face that far away from the bars, you'd shut that place down. But now it's like, come on, get in there. Here's a pack of peanuts. Now sit down and shut up. We're going to be on the tarmac for 6 hours.
Yeah, it's okay.
Don't use the bathroom.
It's okay when it's people somehow.
Yeah, exactly. No, and, you know, surprise the girlfriend, and he might have enjoyed the Mile High Club that day.
There but, you go.
I mean,
it's probably worth it alone.
I think maybe the mother-in-law maybe could have voiced her displeasure, but then leave it alone. It happened. It's done.
Ultimately, it's none of your damn business how he spends his money.
Yeah, would you honestly have felt better for 7 hours watching him in agony the entire time?
Yes. Yes, you would have.
See, oh, you are doing so well. You're so good for my daughter. I think I'm cramping up. I can't feel the left side of my head. Oh, you're doing such a great job. Now, you're not going to tell me any football stories. Okay, good. All right, you're just such a good. And then the one thing, well, you could have like went for business class and sprung for all of us.
No.
We're all going Dutch on this one. This is Dutch airline. It's shaped like a big wooden shoe. It's Dutch. So it's like, no, he's not the a-hole. I mean, maybe timing was wrong, but
even then,
it is what it is.
Even then, I don't think, like, you're spending your money. It's not like they're not paying your way, so you're not entitled to have to sit with them for 7 hours
right.
and be uncomfortable because, like, she's offended personally by it. Screw her. Don't care.
Exactly. I'd have been like, whoo-hoo-hoo. I tell you what, I couldn't have another glass of champagne. I was so wasted. It was fantastic. And the movie, first run movies, this was fantastic. It was, and the massage chair, I would have been lying at this point. Oh, the foot massages they come around to give you. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. And the chocolates, all the way from Belgium. I mean, my God, I just...
They really do.
It was heaven. I mean, Tony Bennett, before he died, came down and sang to each and individual person. And then, you know, I mean, he was going to go down to economy, but next thing you know, we had to, like, land the plane, and they let him parachute to safety.
Right, we just kind of ran out of time. You know, it happens.
We got to meet the pilot. They let me fly the plane. You know that little turbulence?
That was me.
I hate my mother-in-law's in the back. What seat is she in? Okay, like, we're banking to the left.
And son of a bitch.
Hi, this is not your captain. This is some guy just from first class. I'm flying the plane, and if you all look to your left, you'll see a bitch of a mother-in-law. She's mad at me. yeah. Everybody, hold on. We're going to barrel roll this bitch. I love first class. Whoa! Leroy Jenkins.
Okay, I'm happy hour sound stereo. Stick around. Happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge this afternoon and turn things over to what the hell is it you do at 6 o'clock? I don't know. I don't listen to you.
Adam's Wedding Planner. We're going to teach you on how to plan your own wedding.
Oh, God.
Basically, spoiler alert, just have it at Cascade and Lounge.
Exactly. That's what we both did.
Yeah.
And it worked out for us.
Yes, it did.
No, really, it did, actually, I think.
Absolutely. Until your newlywed ex-husband shows up and gets drunk and starts acting a fool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I didn't have that problem.
No.
But by about 11:30, whatever, I think we'd both fully checked out. I'm like, Rachel, we need to go. I am hammered, and people are going to continue to pour shots down my gullet, and if that happens,
yeah.
life is not going to be good for either one of us.
No. A lot of people are like, I can't believe that the groom and the bride duck out before the end, because it's a long day.
I mean, to be fair, like at the last wedding Rachel stood up in, we partied with the bride and groom till close to last call.
Yeah.
At least till about 1:30 or so. But, like, in our case, like, their wedding was at 5 in the afternoon.
That's not bad.
Ours was at 1.
Yeah.
And we started drinking no later than noon. And drink continuously. And then the car bombs happened.
Drink car bombs. Not literal car bombs.
Not literal car bombs.
What neighborhood do they live in?
Oh, let me
tell you. Dearly beloved, we're... gathered here to
no so many drinks were had, it was just there was no way I think we were surviving any longer than we did. But yeah, so Sessions is up next.
Yeah.
The point to that.
Yeah.
All being well, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.
Squirrel.